This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves back in action tonight. O's coming to town, 4th of July weekend. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley's with us, our Braves insider. Tonight is Bryce Elder, guys, but before we talk about tonight, let's talk about last night, because this explosion felt good. Grant, and, you know, look, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, why haven't we been able to do this all season? It's baseball, right? Sometimes you just need something to happen, and Olsen with that grand slam was huge last night.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, those were two of the biggest swings, I feel like, of the season. And sure, it might be slim pickings because there haven't been as many of these big swings as we were accustomed to or, quite frankly, expecting to see from this offense this year. But that Sean Murphy go-ahead home run, that certainly felt good. But you're right, Carl, to get that, what felt like at least that insurance, that backbreaker, to turn it into a huge inning and turn it into a huge night for the offense, that felt even better. So good to see that. Matt Olson's been swinging a great bat. Really the only thing that hadn't been there is the home runs and quantity. But if he wants to start hitting those, I think this Braves offense will certainly accept them, and especially when he got the bases loaded.
Yeah, man. We played the audio, the apology. I mean, Profar keeps this up, man. Can Profar be that same little spark? I know we're grabbing at straws here, Grant. That kind of spark that we got in 21 with the addition of the guys we picked up.
I mean, he's got to be something, right? Because they're certainly invested in this, and his tenure with the Braves got off on the exact, you know, opposite of the way you would choose. I mean, you're not really into picking doomsday scenarios that cause you to miss a whole lot of time, but suspension, probably way up there on the list of things that, what does it control? The controllables? You don't want to be going down that road. But he is back now. Obviously, the Braves need some help. They need some stability in left field. They need the kind of hitter that he has shown himself to be before to find a way to do it again. And obviously, without the specter of questions about it, would certainly be nice. But yeah, 2-for-4 last night, a home run, had to feel good, had to feel, you know, validating to at least be back and be contributing again. But he's got a long road ahead of him the rest of the season to make some more contributions. And the Braves, as we've pointed out many, many times, can use all the help they can get. And they certainly paid the cost for Jurickson Profar to be here. Now they'd like to reap some of the rewards of that investment.
Have you talked to Monty Harris recently?
Last time I talked to him was not this homestand, but the last homestand.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, always looking, always on the lookout for it. But I try to pick my spots, too, because, you know, we have a lot of similar conversations every day. I try not to
sure.
do it to the players each day.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because I didn't know if you had spoken to him since he set those couple of games. And
mm-hmm.
so
no.
I was wondering, you know, if you had a chance to have that conversation. Either way, two more hits for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, again, that he's coming out of this slump that he was in. And, you know, Mike and I have been saying, if Money and Ozzy can get going, like, forget the other guys. Like, these, I trust that these other guys are going to do their job. These are the two guys we really need to come on.
Yeah, when you talk about, like, the old baseball term that we hear a lot around the Braves, which is lengthening the lineup, which was one of the reasons they signed Profar, to hopefully just give you that one more weapon in what should be a very capable offense, if nothing else. But then when you got certain components and certain guys that just aren't clicking and it's all happening at the same time, it kind of short-circuited the whole lineup, because you can't just rely on Ronald Acuña Jr. and Matt Olson. And even if you want to throw Ozuna for the first, what, 5 or 6 weeks of the season into that same boat, he was productive, but they were pitching around him, obviously, because of the struggles of some other guys. When you stop having places in the lineup where pitchers can go for outs, some good things have a way of happening. And Sean Murphy heating up, that also can, you know, help out, because the Braves have got, I think, a pretty good thing behind home plate, no matter who's in the lineup. The combined production of those two guys is, I believe, the most productive in baseball in terms of what the Braves are getting from their catchers. So you need it from center field. You need it from second base. These guys are capable of doing it. Maybe they'll just get hot at the right time, as the other old saying goes.
It's Grant McCauley, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The final matchup with the Angels and then the Orioles in town. Yeah, Grant, I was killing Murph earlier in the year because I just thought there was so many empty calories at bat, and now he's producing. He's on a heater. The numbers at runners in scoring position are really impressive. So, hey, I know they're not going to trade him. That's not where they're going to go. Can they find anything? If, let's just say, for argument's sake, the bats get going, we just don't have enough starting pitching. Where do they find it?
That's a good question, because, again, the answers for that are, you know, it's, they're slim and none are the options that you have that you feel like are major league ready in the minors. If there was some better option, I mean, we'd be seeing them right now trying out a 20-year-old who had 7 starts above A-ball at the big league level. I mean, that is it's certainly aggressive as far as the promotion's concerned. I thought Fuentes looked better last night, still threw a lot of pitches, though, and didn't get out of the fourth inning. But progress, where progress can be had, will certainly be helpful in his development. But now you're really relying on Bryce Elder tonight to give you some version of a quality start. You're going to have Grant Holmes continue to be what he's been thus far this year. And clearly you need Spencer Strider to just keep replicating the recent results that have indicated that he seems to be back and at least feeling more like himself again. And then it's just sitting, waiting, and wishing, basically, that you're going to get Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach back at some point. But that is obviously looking like late August for Chris Sale at this point. We just don't know with Spencer. So the Braves have in front of them this opportunity to run up to the All-Star break and get themselves in position to at least get into the second half with a little bit of momentum and show the ownership and show Alex Anthopoulos, more to the point, hey, you know, you want to add. We can do some buying here. But starting pitching, I think, to make a long story short and actually answer the question, that's the thing I think they need to be out there buying.
I think we all trust AA, but is it possible in your mind that he can do all the things that he may need to do to get us right? And I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're at with this. Is that 2 starters? Is that another bullpen arm? Like, I don't know how you prioritize. For me, you know, at first, before all these injuries to the starting rotation, I was all about going and finding another closer, potentially another guy that could. How do you feel about that as we get closer to the All-Star break and certainly the end of this month?
I still think you need that high-leverage bullpen arm. You do. But there is some good news about Joe Jimenez, who has been able to throw a bullpen session and is, I think, pushing to get back into the picture at some point in August. So it's still a ways away. But the fact that he is, I think, progressing, we wondered, and it was said when he got the knee surgery over the winter that he may not pitch at all this year. So having him in the plan at some point is great, but getting to that point, you need some help, I think, right now. A high-leverage bullpen arm would be nice. A proven starter, it doesn't have to be, you know, the top of the line, top 5 starter in baseball, though, of course, you'll take it if he wants to get creative, he being Alex Anthopoulos, but you just need some capable guys to go in and cover the innings right now, because you do have the possibility of bolstering that rotation with some returns, but it just doesn't feel like the most sturdy plan when there's so many variables in play and injuries, the likes of which Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach have had, that are going to keep them sidelined for a while and unable to throw and then having to build back up. There's just a lot of uncertainty that's built into that plan. So I think at least 1 starter, at least 1 higher leverage bullpen arm, and maybe you double down on that and see if you just can't get another capable veteran in both roles that could just come in and help you out that doesn't cost a lot.
Grant McCauley's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as the Braves get ready to take on the Angels. the waiver wire? Is that going to be our friend? I mean, I used to joke around with you last year about guys like Yanni Chirino and, you know, and Jake Odorizzi, that trade. Is that basically the best you can do? Because we looked at the teams, like, where can you find the pitchers? You know, maybe you go on your old standby, the Oakland A's, but, you know, there's only a couple of teams that aren't out of the playoff mix right now.
Yeah, and the waiver wire is an issue because Major League Baseball decided that those waiver pickups after July 31st are not eligible for the postseason. So anybody that you get that you have, you know, eyes on them really helping you, you have to have into the organization sooner. I still think that's, and I don't know if it's the players union and the league that decided that, collectively bargained it. I assume that's the case, but I liked the waiver possibilities at least before the end of August. Right. But now that's just not available to GMs. And that really, and we track it back to 21, why do you go trade for injured Eddie Rosario, who was with the Cleveland Guardians at the time? Well, so that when he came off the injured list, if Jorge Soler or Adam Duvall didn't work, or if one of them got hurt, right, you had one more option to go into the till there. And that ended up being very prescient of Alex Anthopoulos to go ahead and figure that out. And so maybe that's what you look to do here. I don't know. At this point, I think it's fair to question how much salary the Braves can take on, but Alex has said on this radio station and others that, look, when you get to July, you're not taking on the whole season salary. You're taking on a portion of that salary, so maybe that changes the math, the calculus, for how aggressive they can be in terms of money.
Grant, I know you addressed this with what Ronald Acuna said about the Braves yesterday. Can you repeat or at least paraphrase what he said about wanting to be here in Atlanta? Because some people have said, oh, it's time for him to start demanding a trade, which is crazy. It's time for him to time for him to start demanding more. What did he say about being here?
Yeah, one of the things that Ronald was asked when he talked about the honor of getting to start an All-Star game in this city of all places and getting there through the fan votes and the support that he got is just how much of a dream it was for him to, you know, come back and play at a high level, but to play in an All-Star game right here, and thanking the fans for being the ones who made that possible. So he was asked a little bit more about describing his relationship here, and he's been very vocal about this. And I think spring training of 24, folks looked at it and said, you know, well, maybe he's demanding a contract extension. Right. That wasn't the case. He was just saying, hey, I would like to spend my career here. I think you'll like to hear guys say that. Now, how that develops, we'll find out over the next, three or so years. But he very much, I think, is earnest in his desire to be an Atlanta Brave. He does like it here. He has played at a high level here. He said that Atlanta is his second home, and his home being his native country of Venezuela. But outside of that, I think that he's very excited about that opportunity. But that's going to be up to a lot of people to make some big decisions. But the desire is there. The health, you want to certainly see that. But a long-term extension for him would be pretty meaningful for a fan base that has had to say goodbye, unfortunately, to a lot of the, you know, fixtures of this club over time. Right. Keeping that guy around seems to me to be a rather important endeavor and one that the Braves might want to make happen.
Yeah, Dansby and Freddie, and, you know, we talked about, you know, the Freed thing, and you see him having the success. Grant, before we cut you loose, is there a way that maybe, you know, because Alex would never say this in an interview with us or with the media, that this isn't our year, but you do enough, you try to make a move, but you don't give up big prospects. And by the way, the ranking of the minor league system, is that bogus in your mind? Or do you think we've got guys in the future game. Is that just a tribute to us hosting the All-Star game, or do we have, like, legitimate pitchers in the pipeline?
No, there is some talent in the minor league system to kind of, you know, dispel any rumor that they don't have. I mean, they continue to produce players, whether it's Harris or Strider or Schwellenbach or Drake Baldwin. I mean, even when you're a lower ranked farm system, doesn't mean that the cupboard's bare and there's nobody good down there. You just don't have the quantity maybe that some other clubs have had, or that the Braves had for a number of years when they were in the middle of a rebuild, which is typically how that works. Now, the Dodgers, they spend billions of dollars, so their math may look different than everybody else's, but the Braves do have it. And, you know, to your point about what do you do, the line that you walk, I mean, I don't presume to make the decisions for Alex Anthopoulos, but I would imagine he'd have to be very convicted in a move to trade some of the bigger prospects and names to make a move purely based on this year. I think it would be involving controllable assets that are here for a number of years if you want to start trading the actual higher tier prospects and names.
Great stuff, Grant. Have a happy 4th of July and enjoy. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, man, when are you on, by the way? When are you on again this weekend?
Yep, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 with From the Diamond, and we'll hopefully go over what was a profitable weekend and homestand for the Braves and preview what's ahead for the All-Star game. And you can find From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast on the Odyssey app, and Sunday from 5 to 7 here on 92.9 The Game.
Good stuff. Grant, enjoy, man. We'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.